From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. Pop Yeah Yeah is the first ever Western compilation of 60s psych and garage-influenced rock from Malaysia and Singapore. The compiler is WRIR's own Carl Hamm, host of If Music Could Talk. He worked on this project for years, and it shows. Everything about Pop Yeah Yeah is first class, from the mastering to the incredible photos, to the English translations of all songs, to, especially, the copiously detailed liner notes. This week's local feature is the Caraway 20-twin 7-inch EP from Southern Gothic space rockers The Diamond Center, comprised of Kyle Harris, Brandy Price, and guest stars. Caraway, named for the seed, seems instead to be grasping the life of Cares Away in the music video featuring Richmond's Party in the Park imagery, the haunted tea scene and shadows explode, refreezing cold roses to backward-looped icebreakers. Beautiful Africa is the 5th album by Rokia Traore, the restlessly shape-shifting Malian singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Her voice is a remarkable mix of Bambara, French, and English, husky, intimate, and immediately recognizable. Standout, To It, is a slalom-like series of changes built on a Congolese soukous rhythm, and an outstanding drum performance from Seb Rochford is the showpiece for her jazzy, fluent band. Superb and fully realized, Beautiful Africa is one of the year's best albums in any genre. Analog Love Letter Steeping by Alphabets is aromatic. It's a house party with tea mugs, green grapes, and pot roast. It's a home movie shot with the 58 Keystones Amber filter. It's keyhole bodice and cable knit. It's underwater vinyl drowning in the manual crank of the film advance and the transductive tinder crackle, the tone of a wallpapered, grainy-lighted flat in Alameda. Alphabets, with lucid self-assessment, call steeping hypnagogic. It's a tired, patient place with a multiplicity of undressed rooms for waiting. Soundway branches out into Asia with the Sound of Siam. As usual, their research and documentation is top-notch, and this is a thoughtful exploration of music made in Bangkok by rural people who moved to the rapidly modernizing big city in the 60s and 70s. Western influences, rock, funk, and jazz, are here, but they're secondary to a uniquely Asian presentation. The Sound of Siam brings unheralded sounds to the attention of adventurous global listeners. Mamani Keita is a Malian singer who sang behind two of the greats early in her career, then moved to France in the 1980s. She's carved out her own niche, combining her classic Bambara vocals and traditional instruments like kora and dengoni with rock arrangements and electric production. Like her countrywoman Rokia Traore, Keita's is the sound of today's multicultural West Africa, a world where the line between tradition and American and European pop music is increasingly blurred. Cello's Bomb Shelter cover depicts a den from mid-century, replete with a loveseat of tawdry puce, chair-railed off-white walls, and a beagle reposing on a yellowing World War II-era wool shag rug. Bomb Shelter is, like its use of this photograph, a derisive time warp, a scrapbook of the timbres and various incarnations of noise and post-hardcore. Cellos draw with extreme eloquence on the musical bedrock of 85 to 95, The Melvins, Jesus Lizard, Nation of Ulysses, Big Black, and Jawbox. Philly-based Lantern's full-length debut, Rock and Roll Rorschach, gets the wax treatment from Cardinal Fuzz, billing themselves as purveyors of blown-out, proto-biker punk blues. Lantern live up to that. Snotty, gritty, and brash, Rock and Roll Rorschach drags the genre back through the gutter and gets down with the core elements of grime and irreverence. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Divers Care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.